Okay, so we're in the middle of the right the subtopic right within Smichas Geula Tefillah, within the issue of Hefsek and Geula Arichta. So we're in the middle of developing right the Yisod that Smichas Geula Tefillah is not just about the Seder Hadvarim. It's not just about having the Seder of Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah, but it's also this requirement that there can't be any Hefsek in between them. And therefore, when we say Smichus Geula Tefillah, we really mean Smichus, right? In close proximity, there can't be any break, any interruption, any hefsek between the Geula and the Tefillah. So I'd like to just continue going through the Makoros, which should first establish this notion, this Isra Hefsek between them, and then we'll get to, once there is this Isra Hefsek, you then have to figure out how do you get around the fact that there seems to be various Hefsekos and the potential exception of Geula / Tefillah. Okay, so in the middle of looking at the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, which according to one group of Rishonim was a great raya for this Yisod, for the Isser Hefsek between Geula and Tefillah. Again, what was, first of all, which Rishonim held that way? Which Rishonim understood the Gemara on Lamed Aleph as establishing an Isser Hefsek? The Rif, the Rush. Again, what was unique, besides for saying it explicitly, what word did they take out? Exactly, take out the word Bakasha. According to them, the Gemara reads, they say, Ein Omer Davar Acher Emes V'Yatziv. You can't say anything after the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, and explicitly say, because of this factor of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. So you have the Rif and the Rush who explicitly spell that out, and then we saw at the end of yesterday's shir, the Tosos and Yud Gimel and Beis, right, the Tosos and Yud Gimel and Beis, according to, right, the Pashas in Tosos is that he's bringing, with the point in Soros HaShas, he is bringing a raya from our Gemara that you can't be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. Again, assuming, and the Mordechai as well, right? All assuming that the shot in this Gemara is the Gemara saying you can't be mafsik, you can't say anything between the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and the Tefillah. But it's important to note that this Gemara is not a raya, according to everyone, because there is an alternative Girsa. Again, Alicia, what is the big word which might imply that the Gemara here is talking about something other than Hefsek? Bakasha. Exactly, Bakasha. If the word Bakasha is there, right, Alicia, do you have the Gemara? Let's read the Gemara again with the word Bakasha, and also let's read the line before this line, and we're going to see that given the context of the Gemara, there might be an alternative shot at play. You see, Gemara says, Yachol Yishol Adam.
Yachol Yishol Adam, Tzachav Achakach, Mishtalo. Rahim, of course, Ayyid Shlomo, Shnei Amar, Yishmal, Arina, Bala, Tila. Arina, Zo, Tila, Tila, Zo, Bakasha.
So what's this previous member saying?
You can't have Bakashos, but you have to have your Shabbat before the Bakasha.
Exactly, right? It's all about the Seder, HaTfila. You need to precede your Bakasha with Shabbat. First Shabbat, then Bakasha, and that's the Drasha from El Arina, Bala, Tfila. And now it says the Gemara. So along these lines, right, according to the Girsa, that there is the word Bakasher. So what is the Gemara saying? A very similar idea, right? You can't add a Bakasha, right, after Emes V'Yatziv, because that'll end up being a Bakasha before your Shevach of the Amida. So we have the, again, the first raya to this alternative read, again, is the Girsa of Bakasha. Rashi, again, which Achron points out that Rashi seems to argue on the Rif? Right, the Madani Yantif. Right, the Madani Yantif on the Rush points out that the Rush is in line with the Rif. When the sense says it didn't smichas gula tefillah, but says Madani Yantif, Rashi disagrees. Rashi thinks that something else, just Yaakov, 1 second, that something else is going on here. Presumably that it's about this other din, about the order of Shevach before Bakasha. And the question is, where is the Raya from Rashi? So what do you guys think? Where do you think the Raya from Rashi is that he disagrees with the Rif and the Rush?
He has the Girsa Bakasha.
Oh. So you fell for it. I'm joking. But, so the simple understanding is that, Rashi has the Girsa Bakasha. But does he? Is it so clear that word Bakasha is part of this Memra? What could it just be going on? Right, the earlier Memra. The earlier Memra said Rina Zu Tzvila, that's one Rashi, and then it said Tzvila Zu Bakasha. So for all we know, that word of Rashi of Bakasha belongs to the previous Memra. So I don't think there's necessarily a Raya from the Dibur Maskil Bakasha that Rashi necessarily holds to the Girsa of Bakasha. What then is the Felicia, take two, yeah?
He says the problem is putting the brachos out of order.
Okay, where's the dia come from?
The brachos before it, Rishal Tzarka.
No, that's the earlier memra. Where's the raya from this memra? There's only one Rashi on it.
Oh.
Yeah, what's the last Rashi? Alicia, read it. Okay, what's the diak from there? But what do you mean? At the end of the day, you can't have a hefsik between Gal Yisrael and the first three brachos. Why can't that be saying that? Why can't Rashi just mean hefsik? Well, if Rashi was just saying hefsik... Okay.
Why specify the first
two? Why specify Gimel Rishonas? If it was just an Indian of Hefsik, the Hefsik is between Gal Yisrael and the beginning of the Amida. The fact that Rashi specifies Kodem Gimel Rishonas, what's the unit of Gimel Rishonas? You saw David? Shevach. So the fact that Rashi is right spelling out right all three as a unit, it sounds for Rashi that the Indian of this Memra, right, is all about the order of Shevach and Bakasha. So again, I think the Raya that Madani Yontev is bringing from Rashi is not from the Girsa of Bakasha. I don't think there is a Raya Mechrachas to Rashi's Girsa. I think the Raya really is coming from the Lashon of Rashi of Kodem Gimel Rishonos, where Rashi is obviously referencing the three brachos, which are the unit of Shevach, and therefore Rashi seems to be saying, oh, by the way, you can't have Bakasha before that unit of Shevach. Yaakov and then Gabriel. One more time? According to the Rif. Meaning, what? Why is one before? Nope, that's telling you this new idea of Hefsek. According to the Rif. Oh, good. Yeah, that's an interesting question. Again, but these are different DNA tefillah. There's a list of different, there's a bunch of different memorials going back. So each one is a different memra about tefillah. So again, what Yaakov, just the flip of Rabbi Yaakov is saying is that again a riot to this alternative understanding to the Girsa of Bakasha is that it works very well in context, right? The context of the Gemara does seem to be focusing on the order of Shevach and Bakasha. So the general context of the Gemara does work out better with this alternative understanding of Rashi that the focus is Bakasha and Shevach. At the same time, the Rif and Rashi will just say, oh, each memra is a different.
Go back.
You have let me spell Adam the Bayashish Bachalonos. Then Yachol you spell Adam Kolayam Kulo. Yachol Mishabalagulo. Man, there's a lot of different, you know, in Yonei Tefillah here. According to the Rif of the Rush, the Tzara Shav is that they're all in Yonei Tefillah. Doesn't have to be the exact same thing as the earlier Memra. But again, the benefit of Rashi is that it mamish flows from the earlier thing, but I don't think that's a smach. I don't think that's like a kasha on the Rif.
The Rif and the Rashi were saying that the here is referring to like all Shema Esrei, not specifically the first three brachos.
I wouldn't say it like that. I guess that's unless you toss it to your other comment. Meaning, what do you mean? When he says, sorry, which tefillah are you referring to?
Yeah, the last one, when it says, not sort of the second one, the first one you can't.
When he says, according to the Rif and Rashi, it says, Ein Omer Dover Acher Emes Miatziv. It's just that you can't say anything after Gal Yisrael before the Amida. Fine? So we have, again, so in terms of this alternative read, you have the Girsa of Bakasha. That's Raya number one. Rashi is Raya number two to this alternative read. And which other Achron also seems to hold this way? The Be'er Sheva. Right? The Tshuva's Be'er Sheva. It's quoted in the Mesoras HaShas on the side of Tosos. Again, because Tosos, as we pointed out, according to our version of Tosos, it sounds when Tosos is bringing Raya that you can't be mafsik between Gula and Tefillah, he quotes the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, right? Again, Tosos doesn't write that part, but Tosos does say, Dimash Melikamam Perik Ein Omdim, right? That's the parak, that's the fourth parak, right? So the Mesoras HaShas adds the closest to this seems to be the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, this Gemara. So it comes along the Be'er Sheva. Aaron, do you have it? It's on the Mount of Gormashi. First, he quotes Tosfos. You see the third line after the period, it says, Dvar Malalu, yeah.
Dvar Malalu, Begum Gamim, Meod, Ve'im Nismoch Alayam, Yishum Dakinan, Odakinan, Zekula Perka, Dein Omdin,
Right? I learned the whole fourth parak very well, and there, sorry, fifth parak, I should say. Right? I learned the fifth parak very well. I could not find any reference throughout the parak, right, to this isur hefsek between geula and tefillah. Obviously, he knows where they could be coming from. Obviously, Be'er Sheva understands this Gemara is not being, right, presumably he has this Girsa of Bakasha, in agrees with Rashi, that he understands this Gemara is talking about the Seder of Shevach and Bakasha, nothing to do with the Inyan of Hefsek. So again, you have the Girsa of Hefsek, you have Rashi, and now the Be'er Sheva, all understanding that there is no Raya from the Gemara Laman Aleph, that is a different Inyan. So again, Adkan, we've had potential Raya number one to this Isser of Hefsek is the Gemara Laman Aleph. We're just pointing out it's not Pashat Lekuliyama because there is an alternative read of that Gemara.
The first read
that was talking about Hefsek. That was the Riff and the Rush. The Riff and the Rush. They take out the word Bakasha, and therefore it's just saying you can't say anything after Gal Yisrael before Tefillah. And they say, oh, that's because there is an Isser Hefsek between Geula and Tefillah. But despite the fact that that first potential raya was controversial, the other rayas are less controversial, and it's pretty clearly Kuli Alma that there is this Isser Hefsek. Where are some of the other Gemaras that clearly assume that there is an Isser Hefsek? Tesama Beis, exactly. So let's look at the Gemara in Tesama Beis. We're going to come back to this very soon. Right? Just from the question that the Gemara asks, right towards the bottom, three mid skinny lines up, it says Hichi Matzi Samach. Ari, do you have that? Right, so after the Gemara introduced the concept of Smichos Gula Tzvila, the Gemara asks, right, so the question itself is saying, how can you say this requirement of Smichos Gula Tzvila? What do you mean? The same Rav Yochanan, right, who requires Smichos Gula Tzvila, says that you should say Hashem Espasai Siftach before your Amida. That's a hafsek, right? So that kasha is only a kasha if you assume that part of Smichos Gula Tefillah is not just the Seder of Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah, but it also includes an Isser Hefsek. So again, Tesama Beis is a clear Raya from the question of the Gemara, and again, that assumption is not going to be rejected in the continuation, we'll get back to it. But the question of the Gemara clearly establishes that when we say Smichos Gula Tefillah, it's not just Seder Advarim, but there's also this Isser Ed Hefsek. So here, the Gemara in Tesama Beis is asking from the perspective of Hashem Svasai Siftach of Yagi Tilasacha, what's the parallel Gemara, which is a parallel question from a slightly different angle? The Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis, right? The Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis, right, asks the question not from Hashem Svasai Siftach, right, but asks, everyone turn to Dalet Amid Beis, from some Mosiv Mar Braid Ravina. Again, this is Dalet Amid Beis, is the Sugya of Smichos Gula Tefillah at Mariv. Tzvi, do you have it? No, you don't have it. Ezra, you have it? Right, so in the Gemara and Dalet Amid Beis, after saying, oh, is there really Smichos Gula Tefillah at Mariv? What do you mean, Masiv Mar Braid Ravina?
Masiv Mar Braid Ravina, Barav Mar Shaimel Tami Shaimel Achorev, Yamar Goyi, Lissno, Chalva Karsamak Gula Tefillah, the Halbay Lame Rashkivino.
Right, so right, because we know, that mission just said, we'll get this good segue to our next segue, right, there are two Birchos Kriyat Shema at Mariv after Shema. So the first Birchos Kriyat Shema is what? Is the bracha of? Yeah, exactly. Gal Yisrael, exactly. So that's fine because that is geula. But the question is from the second one. The second one is known as Hashkivenu, and that, at first glance, asks the Gemara, is not geula. So the Gemara says, right? How can you say we require Smichos Geula Tefillah and Mariv if we are saying Hashkivenu in between the geula and the tefillah? So again, from that question, from the question of Tesama Beis regarding Hashem Svasai Siftach, and from the Gemara and Dalet Amid Beis question regarding Hashkivenu, clearly assumption of the Gemara, which is not rejected Lamaskana, is that the requirement of Smichos Gula Tefillah is not just a Seder, also is an Isser Hefsek. Yeah.
So the Be'er Sheva would still say that.
Like, yeah, he's not disagreeing with the concept.
It's still Hefsek.
Exactly. Akle Kach, that's a good thing to remind me. The Mesoras Ashas on that tells you Gimel and Beis. Thank you. I already remind. If you go back to Gimel and Beis, the Mesoras Ashas, the Gilead Ashas quotes the Be'er Sheva. I'm not holding it, just ran the Be'er Shevas. Right? So the Gilead, the Rav Kiv Eger quotes that in the Gilead Ashas. And the Mesoras Ashas, in the Oz Vahadr, it's just in the Hagosa Tsunim Os Tes, right? That they quote the Gilead and saying that no, instead of bringing the Raya from Laman Aleph, they're actually bringing the raya from Tesem Biz. So while the Mesor HaShas doesn't explain which part of Tesem Biz, the Pashas is, it's that question that we just mentioned. So no one's really arguing in the din, right? The question is just which Gemara is establishing. So again, Laman Aleph is controversial. Dalan and Beis and Tesem Beis are pretty clear. Yeah, Ezra.
Why do you have to say that Gemara's on Tesem Beis and Dalan and Beis are proof that there can't be a Hefzik?
Yeah.
Why can't you just say that if you prove there's Dafka, the Seder has to be Shema, Mishra, Nefra, you can't have anything in between those, but you're adding an extra Pesach, you're adding an extra Tefillah. Not that there can't be a Hefzik, but you can't say other Tefillahs in the middle.
Isn't that just semantics? Isn't that what a Hefzik is?
Like you daven Kriya Shema, but then you have to do something, so you run out and do something quickly.
Oh, you're saying like a hefsek al yaday, like shehiyah versus a hefsek al yaday, like dibur.
Yeah.
You're saying maybe all you know is that you can't say anything in between, but a hefsek of just
not only saying anything, you can't
dominate
anything else. You can't
dominate the kosher can't dibur ba'al sichas chulin would be a hefsek. So you're saying maybe, I mean, all you know from those gemaras is that a dibur is a problem, but maybe just waiting, you're saying, is less problematic.
Yeah.
Generally, midina hefsekos, those things go hand in hand. Generally, a significant amount of shehiyah is viewed as a hefsek on the same level as a like an unrelated dibur. That's what it sounds like.
Rabbeinu Charman, over there, he says, if you don't, before you say God Yisrael, though, he says, if you want to answer Kedusha, then you can wait. And he says you can wait even Kedei like Moras Kula. So,
correct, but that is for a purpose. But yeah.
But you can still Kedei like Moras Kula. You have to do something else.
Okay, that's a fair point. So you're saying you do see this chilek that a hefsek al yedei dibur is worse than just a shehiyah. That's a good point. It's a fair point. Yeah, Tzvi.
If you say the same din as for other tekef, you have then.
Did you say tekef?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the next gemara.
The same din for that then would be a hefsek. You see it by my macaronim.
By even by shehiyah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. That's a good segue. So, so based on Ezra's points that Tesem Beis and Dalan Beis, all you know, you don't know anything about timing as much as you know that you can't be mafsik with other dibur. But that brings us to Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which is what Tzvi is referencing. This is the Gemara we've seen before, where it says the Shalosh Tekifosein. There are three things you have to say do in close time proximity, and one of them is Tekef Legula Tzvila. You have to do them right next to each other. So again. Even if from Dalan and Beis and Tesem Beis, you don't know anything more than that a Dibur is a Mafsik, is a Hefsik, but at least from Mem Beis and Aleph, you see that there is this inyan of making sure that you do them in close proximity. So that was a good, thank you. Yeah, so I'll
have it. What do you make of the fact that Rashi doesn't comment on the Gemara on either Dalan and Beis or Tesem Beis?
The fact he doesn't comment on that? Well, he comments on other parts, so we should get back to.
You didn't comment on the particular parts that talk about there being an issue of hefsek.
It's not like a Rambam. I don't think you mean Mitaik from that type of omission. When Rashi is a running commentary, he comments when things are unclear in his mind,
right.
And therefore the lack of commentary is not like, oh, I don't hold to that Gemara. It's more that it doesn't require a parish. That's an interesting point, but good. So again, from all these Gemaras, you have this clear Isser Hefsek, just to point out, it's brought down lehalacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well. It's interesting, which is Ha'ar Ba'alma, and the Shulchan Aruch mentions this in two places. What are the two places that the Shulchan Aruch mentions this Isser Hefsek? Hilchos Kriya Shema and Hilchos Tefillah, which is interesting, right? If you only brought it, the Shulchan Aruch only brought it in one place, maybe you can be medayik that the Shulchan Aruch thinks that this Hefsek is really a din in Geula or a din in Tefillah, but the Shulchan Aruch bringing the Dinei Hefsek both in Samach Vav in the context of Hilchos Kriya Shema and the Hilchos and in Halacha Kufir Aleph in the context of Hilchos Tefillah, again, the Shulchan Aruch is presenting this Isser Hefsek as a problem both mitzad Kriya Shema / Geula and mitzad Tefillah. That's just important, always pay careful, just like it's important to pay attention to where the Rambam places halachos. You know, can similar be medayik, where the Shulchan Aruch places his halachos. In this context, he happens to do it both times. Anyway, have a Shulchan Aruch handy? Okay, Alicia. So just to get it, just a quick read in, again, for Samach Vav, Sif Zayin. Right, so introduces this problem. This is, we're not going to get this right now. It's an issue whether even an Amen to Gal Yisrael is a Hefsek, but clearly the Shulchan Aruch thinks that there is an issue of Hefsek, even applies that Hefsek to the Amein of Gal Yisrael, which you could have said is Me'in, Me'in Ha'inyan. To just skip to Ches. Right. So again, the Shulchan Aruch repeating this issue of Hefsik, and then in we're going to get to some of the details. It's full and Tzitzis, not for now. And then Siftes. Right. Akadei Kachli, you can't even answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Right. Akadei Kachli, take this serious. You know how serious a Hefsik is. Fine. So again, in Simon Samach Vav, clearly seeing this inyan of Isser Hefsik being a problem. And then in Kuf Yud Aleph, right, this is in Hilchos Tzvila. You have it there, Alicia? Right, so again, the Shulchan Aruch, again, right, repeating this, the Isser Hefsik between Gula and Tfila, and originally the Ha'ara was that it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch brings it both by Midine Gula, Kriyashma, and Midine Tfila, highlighting perhaps that's a problem from both ends. So now that we've established that there is an Isser Hefsik between Gula and Tfila, so now we have to get to the issue that's dealt with by the Gemaras on Dalad and Tess, which is, so then, how do you contend, right, how do you account with the fact that we do say certain things, like Hashkivenu, like Hashem Sefasai Siftach, in between the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and the beginning of the Amidah. Oh, sorry. So before we get there, just one last Tahara. Okay, so that's going to get us to a potential exception. Just before we do that, just to analyze the Isra Hefsik in light of the different approaches, right? Now that we've established, right, that there's an Isra Hefsik, right, that, again, Smichas Gula Tefillah is not just a din in Seder HaDvarim, but it's also an Isser Hefsik. So now the question is, why? Why is there this inyan of going straight from the Geula right to the Tefillah? So as you'd expect, it's going to presumably relate to what the requirement of Smichas Gula Tefillah is all about. So let's analyze the, right, why there's an Isser Hefsik in light of the two overall approaches to what Smichas Gula Tefillah is all about. So David, you want to take it?
But preparing yourself so that if you do it and you wait a while, so then that preparation doesn't really help.
Excellent. So if you take, understand the Smichas Gula Tefillah, as we're calling, is a din in Tefillah. What does that mean? Just for some new faces here. If Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in Tefillah, so that means the juxtaposition between the Geula and the Tefillah is all there for the Geula to serve as a Hakdama, as an introduction to help put us in the right frame of mind by the time we get to the Tefillah. So if the approach is that this Smichas Gula Tefillah is all a way of enhancing the Tefillah by entering into the Tefillah with the mindset of Geula. So one can easily explain, the only way you're going to have an effective Smichas Gula Tefillah for the mindset of Geula, of Hashem's immense capabilities to take us out of Mitzrayim, that will carry over to our perspective on Tefillah, that can only be effective if there's no Hefsik in between. Right? If it's all about carrying over that subjective mindset of Geula, of Hashem's capabilities, and carrying that over with us as we enter into the Tefillah, so you don't want a Hefsik. You don't want a diversion. You don't want an interruption. You don't want a distraction from that mindset, because it's all about taking that mindset of Geula, of all of Hashem's capabilities, and taking that with us into our mindset as we start the Tefillah. So if you take the approach of Smichas Gula Tefillah being a din in Tefillah, you can easily understand why you don't want to have a distraction, you don't want to have interruption from that mindset that we're trying to carry over from the Geula to the Tefillah. Yeah.
So, like, why is that, why are we so, like, knocked on that we don't, like, allow, I mean, like, Baruch Hu is just, like, also, like, Baruch Hu kind of thing. Like, it's also kind of...
Okay, so when we get to the Gula Richta exception, we're going to see what types of things we allow and what things we don't allow. We'll get back to that. Okay, Gabriel.
So a main after Gal Yisrael was also there on their run, so why is it not included? I guess it's a good question
earlier,
but
maybe
a main
is also more. Yeah, so that's more of Gula Richta, so we'll get to that. Okay? So now let's go, what's the other approach, right? If it's not a din in the Tzvilah, what is it a din in? In the Gula. What's the idea? Based on this Rabbeinu, famous, beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean that it's a din in the Gula? The idea is that right after we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim, you want to now translate that reference of Yetzias Mitzrayim into concrete either Emunah B'Hashem or concrete Avodas Hashem. So according to that Rabbi Yonah, the idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah being a din in Geula is that you want to not just reference Geula and just stop there, but to show that appreciating Yetzias Mitzrayim means that now you're willing to now translate that into either Avodas Hashem, right, Tefillah as Avoda, according to one day, or you translate that understanding, that appreciation of Yetzias Mitzrayim into Bitachon, into Emunah B'Hashem. The other day, which says that Tefillah is a simin to Emunah and Bitachon. But there too, you can understand the Isra Hefzer, because it's all about saying, I'm not just going to stop at Geula, but I'm going to translate that Geula into something concrete, whether that concrete is Emunah or concrete Avodas Hashem. Either way, it's about subjectively carrying over the Geula into the Tefillah. And therefore, the Isra Hefzik, from that perspective, can be understood as not wanting, as wanting the Geula to lead directly into the Tefillah, so that you have this expression of this Yisod, that you're not just, oh, it's appreciating the Geulas Mitzrayim as a historical event and not having it impact your life. No, you have to have that impact, and therefore the Isra Hefzik from that standpoint is that making sure that you have a clear transition, a straight, direct transition from the Geula right into the Tefillah representing either Emunah or Avodah. Fine. So that's how we can understand this issue of Hefzik within both general Mahalchim of Smichas Geula Tefillah. So now that we have that, now let's look at the potential exception, right? So again, as we said, the Gemara is on Dalam and Beis, and Tesla and Beis are bothered by, okay, if you have this Isra Hefzik, so then why do we have Hefzikos of Hashkivenu and Hashem Sfasai Tiftach of Yagit Tilansach? So overall, what is the potential exception going to be called? A Geula / Tzfila Orechta. So let's analyze that potential exception. But before we get there, does everybody agree to this exception? Okay. Does every day in the Gemara? What? No. Excellent. If you pay careful attention, the Gemara and Tess and the Beis, there are two deos, right? The second dea introduces Geula / Tzfila Arifta, but there's a first dea that we can't forget about. Just to point out that this exception of Geula / Tzfila Arifta is not Muskum Lekol. Right, so the Gemara, a testament of Eze, we had the question of Hechi Matzi Samach, and here the Gemara is asking from the perspective of Hashem Sifasai Tiftach, and the Gemara then, right, this is two lines up, is Amar Rabbi Lazar. Elio? Do you have it?
Yeah,
see, Amar of Elazar, Tehei Betfila. It's towards.
Oh, Amar of Elazar. Tehei Betfila Shalarvis.
So that's the first answer of Elazar. Meaning, yeah. In a Hanami, it should be a problem to say Hashem Sfasai Siftach. That would be a breach, right, of Smichas Gula Tefila. So it must be when Rabbi Yochanan says Hashem Sfasai Siftach, that's limited to what? Tefilas Arvis, which at this stage doesn't require Smichas Gula Tefila. Then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Right? That does not going to work for Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds a Smichas Gula Tefila even by Arvis. So what's the second version of Rav Elazar? So according to Rav Elazar, when is the only time that Rav Yochanan will allow for the pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Siftach is only at Tfilas Mincha, when there's no Smichas Geula Tefila. So it's very important to note when you're analyzing this potential exception of Tefila / Geula Richta to point out it's not Muskum Lekol. Yeah, it is Muskum Lehalacha, right? But Shitas Rav Elazar is that we reject this exception, and therefore Rav Elazar says, yeah, if there's an Isra Hefzik, that means there can't be anything said between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Tefillah. Yeah.
What does he do with Hashkivenu?
I was just thinking that when I was staying.
He's not arguing.
What?
The cooking is not arguing that.
It's interesting. You don't have a parallel day on Dalet and Beis when you're asking about Hashkivenu. I'm not sure what he's doing with Hashkivenu. I'm not sure. That's a great question.
He only holds
maybe. Funny, because the Gemara equates them. That's within the second day. He's saying maybe Rav Elazar holds of Gula Richta, but not Tefila Richta. That could be. No, could be.
He's saying, Rabbi Elazar, Dafkin saying that at night you don't need it.
What?
Isn't Rabbi Elazar saying Dafkin at night you don't need it?
No, he's saying you can't say Hashem Sevesai Siftach at night or in the morning, because that would be a problem with Smichel School of Tefillah. So he clearly rejects the idea of Tefillah Ruchta, right? So we're just asking, what about, does he reject the Mishnah about Hashkivenu? So Ben's suggesting maybe he's Mechalei between Tefillah Ruchta and Gula Ruchta. At the moment, Tzarech Yin, but at the very least, we know that he rejects Tefillah Ruchta. That's for sure. What he does about Gula Ruchta, not clear, because you don't have the parallel day on Dalamis. Alicia?
Could it be that he holds Tefillah and Gula Ruchta, but thinks there's a spectrum of it, and that Hashkivenu is very connected to Krishna in that it's a bracha of Krishna, but Hashem says it's Tiftach, just a pasuk that we tacked on to the front.
Okay, could be. So there may be, you know, so you point out the different ways to draw the line, right? One way to draw the line is between Gula and Tefillah. You're saying maybe Lav Davka, Tefillah and Gula as much as the tsura of that is to take the form of a bracha. And you could have said that the form of a bracha makes it worse. You can call it in opposite directions there. That's an interesting thing. But yeah, these are interesting foods for thought. Yeah, Dovi. Okay, interesting. That's an interesting question to think about. What is Rav Elazar going to do with Hashkivenu, which is a Mishnah? Good. So again, so before getting to understanding what Gula / Tefillah Ruchta is all about, it's just important to note that not everybody agrees with it. But despite Rav Elazar, right, we know that the second day on the Gemara and Tesla Vase and the Stam Gemara and Dalam Vase say there is this heter called Tefillah / Gula Ruchta. And the Gemara and Tesla Vase says it's in the name of Rav Ashi. So let's just take a look at the Lashon of Rav Ashi, because the Lashon is going to become important very soon. Pinchas, you have it? It's the first widest line. It's Rav Ashi Amar. Right? Tefila Tema Kula. Mina, you can say Hashem Sevesai Siftach by all Tefilos, even by Shacharis and Maariv, where Smichas Kula Tefila is a requirement. Oh. Once the Chachamim were metaking it, so therefore, yeah, this notion of Tefillah Arichta. Right. So you have the parallel of Hashkivenu. So just like there, Hashkivenu is a Gula Arichta. So to hear, Hashem Sefasai Siftach is a Tefillah Arichta. So Rav Ashi, here on Tesla base, and let's see the Gemara and Dalam Beis, very parallel Gemara, is going to, right, is Mechadish this notion of Tefillah and Gula Ruchta. And according to this Gemara, according to this day of Rav Ashi and the Gemara and Dalam Beis, they go hand in hand. Right? You're not Mechalik between them. Pinchas, would you mind? See, Amri and Dalam Beis, first word in line right before the little circle of the Gilyon Hashas. See, Amri came into the Kinnur Rabbanan Hashkivenu. So the first word on the line is Amre, then there's a little Gilyon Hashas and Dalam Beis. I'll start Amri Kevan to Takina Rabbanan. Let me know when you have it, you'll take over. Kevan to Takina Rabbanan Ashkivenu Raki Gula Richta Damya. Right? The Gemara here similarly says, no, there's this notion that once the Chachamim were Metakin Ashkivenu, that's a Gula Richta, Dilote Mahachi, if you don't say this. By Shachris, Hechi Matzi Samech. How can you have a speaker's good tefillah by Shachris? Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Betchilah Mar Hashem Sefasai Siftach. Vsof Amar Yirar Tzon Mirfi. Right there too, you have the time to have a hefsek. Ella Haslam gave it to the Kinnur Rabbanan Lameh Mar Hashem Sefasai Siftach. Ki tefillah rechtadamya. Hachanami gave it to the Kinnur Rabbanan Lameh Mar Shkivenu. Ki gu'ula rechtadamya. So both Tesla Beis within Rav Ashi and the Stamad the Gemara and Dalan Beis have this notion of tefillah / gula rechta. And we know that this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Again, in Kuf Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, after introducing, right, the Isser Hefsik, says Chutz Me Hashem Sefasai Siftach, and the Taz there on the spot says, oh, because Hashem Sefasai Siftach is a Tzfilah Arichta. So while it's a Machlok, it's between Rav Elazar and Rav Ashi, we know the Halacha, and from the Rishonim, that we paskin this exception of Tzfilah / Gula Arichta. So now we have to understand, what is the nature of this Heter? What is the nature of this exception? Why is it, if there is an Isra Hefzik, which you just went to lengths to explain, this importance of carrying Geula right into Tefillah, both from the perspective of Tefillah and from the perspective of Geula, so why do we say this idea of Geula / Tefillah Richta? What is it all about. So we're going to see two different mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The first mahalch really comes from the Gemara itself, right? Ezra, what does the Gemara seem to say is the koveya for tzfila / gula rechta? What's the basis for the exception? What does the Lashon and the Gemara really seem to emphasize repeatedly? Yes. The Gemara repeatedly uses the Lashon, kevan de kavu rabbanan. So the first mahalach is that the basis of this exception is simply the fact that this interruption came from the Chachamim. It didn't come from the person himself. It came from the Chachamim. And this is the same Lashon repeated again and again. Kevan de kavu rabbanan. Therefore, b'tzvila kitzvila rechadami. Once the Chachamim were metakin, therefore it's considered tzvila rechta. Similarly, by kevan de takin rabbanan ashkibenu, kigula rechadami. Right, repeatedly, both on Tesam Beis and Dalam Beis, the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara, repeatedly states this factor that once the Chachamim were metakin, memela, it's not a hefsek. I'm going to have to explain what's the connection. How do you, just because the Chachamim did it, why does that make no hefsek? Why does one lead to the other? But, right, so again, from the Gemara itself, it sounds like the Lashon of the Gemara seems to really, right, prove this first mahalach, that the basis of the exception is that it's a takanas Chachamim. Which Rishon seems to learn the Gemara kapashus that it's all taloik on takanas Rabbanah? There's one Rishon who seems to take this Lashon and run with it. Excellent. Tosas and Dalan on this. Let's go back. We've read this Tosas from different angles. Let's reread the Tosas and Dalan on Beis from the perspective of how Tosas is going to learn the exception of Gulap Orechta. So, may I remind? So Tosas, Dir Masal, Da Amar of Yochanan. Again, yes, right? This is... So right, guys, this is right after the Gemara says Rav Yochanan paskins that what? That there's smichas gula tefila at when? Mer? That once, right, Rav Yochanan paskins there's smichas gula tefila at? Exactly, at Mar. So now Tosas is going to ask the implicit kasha that many Rishonim were bothered by is, wait a second, what's the problem? What do many people say at Mariv? Exactly, Bar Hashem Lo'olam. So let's pay careful attention to how he asks it, and more importantly, how he answers it. So that's an implicit kasha. How can you do that? So what does he do? He basically just quotes the Gemara. Basically, he says, since this insertion of Baruch Hashem Le'olam / Yirineinu came from the Chachamim, Havale Kigula Arichta. Now it's important. Tosas is now going to go on and explain. Why did the Chachamim, why were they mitaking it? But these reasons that he's about to give, this is not the justification for the lack of hefsek. The lack of hefsek came from the fact that it's the Takanas Chachamim. He's just saying, once I mention it's the Takanas Chachamim, let me explain why the Chachamim were mitaking it. But the reasons he's about to give are not the reasons why it's not a hefsek. That he already covered, right? With the Lashon of Keva Hoho, the Takinu Rabbanan, Hablaiki Gula Richta. That's period, right? Tosas adopts his first mahalach, the pashas of the Gemara, that merely the fact that there is a takanas chachamim, that alone is going to be koveya geula richta. Now he's going to just continue and explain, so why were the chachamim talking this? So right, according to this day, it's like, well, like a little bit of a filler to make sure everyone was living at the same time. Very important. So, although Tosas in the second day explains, oh yeah, by the way, it's similar to Tzvila, Yudches, Askaros, Kineget. But that's not the reason, in context, it's very clear in Tosas. That's not the reason saying, oh, therefore it's Kain Tzvila, and therefore it's not a hefsek. No. The reason why there's no hefsek according to Tosas is because of takanas chachamim. He's just explaining here why there happens to be a takanas chachamim. Okay, so the first mahalach again, pashas of the Gemara and Tosas is that the mere takanas chachamim is the reason why there's no hefsek. I'll take a couple questions, but the major question you have to ask now is, How did you, like, why? Just because they said so? Therefore, there's no hefsek? What's the connection between the interruption coming from the Chachamim? Why does that lead into the lack of hefsek? Yeah.
Tosus doesn't separate between what he says, his different answers. He's like, oh, this is the God and the God.
Interesting. So it sounds like it's just, okay, nice. Exactly. You're saying if it was an inami, then it maybe, exactly. Yeah, that sounds like the gum is just going on. Why were they mitake? Very good. Was there another hand up before? Yaakov, did you have a hand up before? No? Fine. So the question is, so what is the basis of this mahalach? Why do we say that merely the fact that there's a takanas chachamim, that's why there's no hefsek? So how do you see, right? Like, Rav Schachter has a whole piece in the Ikvei Hatzon. And again, in one paragraph, which I, had you guys see this morning, right? He basically introduces one understanding for why merely the fact that this is the Kanes HaChamim results in there not being a hefsek. Anybody? What's the exactly? According to this Rav Schachter piece, right? The explanation is simply Hey Mamru, the Hey Mamru, right? A classic concept in halacha where if the problem to begin with came from the Chachamim, so then they have the right to waive that problem, right? So even if there's no svara for why it shouldn't apply, hey mamru, they're the ones who are machadish the iser of hefsek. Again, the whole din of smichas gula tefila is drabah, right? So they're mitaking the whole din of smichas gula tefila. They're mitaking the whole iser hefsek. So they have the right to say, oh, by the way, right? We want to waive the iser hefsek to allow for hashkivenu, Hashem sefasai sefdach, yurinenu, whatever the case may be. So the simple understanding is that the chachamim were the ones who mechadish the iser hefsek, so the chachamim have the right to now waive that iser hefsek. According to this approach, you're saying enechanami, there really is a problem, but hey mamru, not a problem. Where else does he point to this notion of there seems to be a hefsek, but since hefsek is through a button, they allowed for it? Yaknas, right? Generally, you make a bracha, bori pir guffin, you either drink right away. That's the din. You can't be mazik between a bracha and the maisa that it's on. But yaknas, the chachamim, the who are mechadish, the isra hefsek, say, nah, b'chi agadah, we want you to get a kiddush, avdallah, we want to get it all in. So therefore, behemam. But according to this explanation, the idea is, in a chanami, all these gula riftas, they are mafsik, but the chachamim said, it's okay. We're going to present in a moment, maybe an alternative for why there's no problem at all. Yeah.
Even if you just go with this, you still probably want to explain why they decided to put it there.
Yes, but according to, yeah.
Like Reshefter wouldn't look there being a yonah.
But again, according to Tosas Mahalach, I think Tosas is a great example of that. The way Tosas, the structure of Tosas. There's a reason for the Tzakanas Chachamim. He gave you two reasons. But that's separate from the reason why it's not hefsek.
Yeah, but you still want...
There has to be a 100%. There has to be a reason why they're mitaking it. But the reason why they're mitaking it doesn't have to now justify the lack of hefsek. They're two different issues. One, why they're mitaking it. Number two, once there's a takana, memela, there's no hefsek.
No, that's fine.
Rabbi Yonah is trying, we'll get to it later, Rabbi Yonah is trying to do more. Rabbi Yonah is trying to explain why there's no hefsek at all.
I'm just saying that he still might look at the Rabbi Yonah.
Fine, but again, you just don't forget, Rabbi Yonah is Tosos. I mean, this idea of, yes, you still need a reason for the takana. The Chachamim aren't just going to say random things and say, we have the right to do this, so we can do whatever we want, right? They have a reason for a takana. That's stage one. Stage two is once they have a takana, maybe there's no hefsek because hey mamru v'hey mamru.
He's been saying there's no actual logic that it should work.
There's no logic for why there's no hefsek. He's saying in economy there is hefsek, but it's fine. Yeah.
Can you argue that the Havdalah example isn't a good riot just because there's explicit gemara here that talks about tekef for gula tefila, but not for Havdalah? Like, you could say that there is a stronger connection. It's not necessarily a good precedent.
Okay, but I think generally we do say... What?
You showed a Hamamru is the same.
That part's true. Yeah, I mean, from the perspective of Hamamru, once the mechanism is Hamamru, so...
Hamamru
tekev. Exactly. Hey, mamru tekev, hey, mamru.
You could argue that this is a stronger connection.
Okay, but again, yes. But what, again, the defense is pointing out, once the mechanism of hey, mamru, hey, mamru, they have the right to wait. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, Frank, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Very good. So we're going to see, here's a classic example. The Lashon of the Gemara, there are two parts. There's the Kevan de Kavu Rabbanan Havlek Gula Richta. Question is, which, the Reisha Seifa? The Reisha, which is focuses on Kevan de Kavu Rabbanan, sounds a lot like this first Mahalach. The Gula Richta, you're right, doesn't really work in so well. I mean, according to this first Mahalach, Gula Richta is just saying, it's a way of saying it's not Mafsik. Not that it's okay in Gula, it's like, it's Gula Richta, i.e., it's not Mafsik between the Gula. That's what you have to understand.
Yeah, you could say that's also to Lotzi, that Toshel, Rabbi Lazar, saying now Rabbi Lazar says that there's no ask at all. You can't be hectic between four kilos. You can't do Richter.
Okay, but I think Ephraim's point is still like just the Lashon of Gula Richta sounds more than this. So we're just saying, again, the first Malach emphasizes the ratio of the Kavu Rabbanon Bitzvila. That's the focus, that's really the Koveya. And then Kitzvila Richta is basically just a way of saying, therefore there's no Hefsek. Yeah. We'll see the flip by the second Malach.
I'm not sure this might be the same thing, but could it be that the Gula Richta is teaching me that the Hang Mamru with Mamru is not that Hey Mamru, not that the second Hey Mamru is you don't introduce me because you don't feel it here. Hey Mamru is even though you say this, it's still going to have the same.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. Meaning, not that we're waiving the entire requirement, is that this is an exception.
Yeah,
100%. Oh. The question is, can anybody come up with an alternative to explain? No. Not that, oh, because it's a Takanas Chachamim, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, like, in a Hanami, it's a Hefsek, but it's okay. But because it came from the Chachamim, therefore it's not a Hefsek. That's not what Tosas point. This Malach sounds like you don't even have to come on to that. Because the way Tosas says it, he doesn't even need to justify the themes. That's already the second Malach. That since came of the Kavu Rabbanan, therefore not that there's no problem with Hefsek, but there is no Hefsek. Yaakov?
Yeah.
That's what you get in the second Malach, yeah?
So though? This is a little far-fetched, but the fact that we're listening to the Rabbanan as a mitzvah, and if you're doing a Mitzvah and Losesur, and if you're doing a mitzvah, so then you're accomplishing the themes of Geula, of following the mitzvahs, and...
Okay, it's a little... Okay, the last part is a little far-fetched. Matthew, do you have your hand? Or? Yeah. That's the key. Okay, very good. I think that's the key. The gedder of Hefsek, especially based on whatever we've been saying, the problem of Hefsek is when you get distracted, right? Whether it's from the tefillah, because you don't want to get distracted from carrying over the theme of Geula into tefillah. Or, on the other way, if it's a din of Geula, you want to show that you're not being distracted from translating the Geula into Emunah, / into Avoda. But if Hefsek is understood as a distraction, so then by definition, a distraction is when it comes from you, it comes from the outside. But once the Hefsek, I don't want to use that word, that's a halakhic connotation, once the additional insertion is coming from the system itself, is coming from the Chachamim, so then Alpidin, it's not a distraction. It's not you being distracted by introducing something foreign. It's now going to, you know, capture your attention and distract you from the goal at hand. Since this is coming from the system itself, it's coming from the Chachamim themselves, the Mela, it's not a Hefsek, because it's not a distraction. So in contrast to the Vehem Amru, Vehem Amru idea, which is, in a Chanami, it is a Hefsek. Objectively, you're saying something, you're Mafsik, but Vehem Amru, Vehem Amru, they said it's not a problem. They say, no, it's not a problem. It's not a Hefsek. Because once came into Kina Rabbanan, once this addition comes from the Chachamim and doesn't come from you, it's not begeder a Hefsek, which is defined as a distraction. Once you understand that this, the Hefsek here is about, because subjectively we want you to hold cup, if you will, where we want you to keep the focus on, right, you know, keep your focus on, you know, on the ball. Same thing here. As long as what you're adding is coming, not coming from you, is not an added foreign element, but it's coming to the Chachamim, so therefore it's not considered a distraction.
Even so, it should have to have a thematic similarity. Otherwise, why shouldn't you be able to answer Kaddish or Kaddish or anything else? I mean, there are so many other things that are within the system that you could say right then, but you don't. You say this thing. So it should have some sort of connection to either the Gula or
yeah,
the Gula.
I think it has to be set as part of the Seder Hadvar.
Is that accomplished?
And, no, because then it's not a distraction. Because you're like, your mind is not wandering with something foreign. When you decide to add something today, so then you're now introducing something, and now it's going to distract you from the focus at hand.
Yeah, but it distracts you from the theme. Even if it doesn't distract you from the words you're saying, now your mind is elsewhere. You're not thinking about Gula anymore.
Yeah, but it is a chiddush, but I think the idea is that the only thing that's considered a distraction is when it's coming from the outside. Once you're following the Seder HaDvarim set by the Chachamim, so then the chiddush is that even if that thing isn't directly connected, but since you know you're just doing what you're supposed to be doing, so then you haven't been diverted from what you're supposed to be doing. And if you understand that hefsik is not just, objectively you're doing something which is not connected to the theme, but it's about the subjective distraction, so then perhaps you can limit that subjective distraction to a foreign element that you're adding. But if what you're adding, it's not directly connected, but you didn't add it, you're just following, you're a good boy, right? You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're following the Chachamim said. So Mimela, it's not going to be together a hefsek. Yeah, all right.
According to Rav Avram, that the Kaddish is a hefsek, even though the Rabbanan...
Yeah, so he's real. I think the Rav Avram is not aligning with the first day until
Tosfos. He agrees, though, that Hashivim without a hefsek, and presumably, I don't know if he said Baruch.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Why does Rav Avram think that the Kaddish in between is any different than Hashkivenu? Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question. That's what you're asking, right? Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
How is it that even though that they were the ones who said it originally, and for some reason you put your finger only to the distraction?
Yeah, again, so we're within the first Mahalak, that's all about the Koveya is Takanas Chachamim. Now we're giving two different Hezberim for just because Takanas Chachamim, why is there no Hefzik? So either you say Heimam or Heimram, which is basically saying, in Echonami, it is a Hefzik, but the Chachamim waived that as an issue. Second Mahalak, which is the second, explanation, it is a Chiddush, is to say that a Hefzik in this context, right, is not, objectively there's something in between here. It's that subjectively you're distracting yourself from carrying over the theme from Geula to Tzvila. And therefore, if the focus on the hefsek is a subjective distraction, so then you could argue that maybe it's limited to something that you are subjectively, it's something foreign that you're subjectively adding. But if this is something that's being added by the Chachamim, and they made this as part of the Seder HaDvarim, so then it's not considered a distraction. Oh, because once you're adding your own thing, then that's considered a foreign element, which is a distraction from the task at hand. Gabriel.
In this approach, why would it be a shaila to say amen after?
Wait, look at that. I think no matter what you have to say, I think you have to think about whether the amen is. Yeah, I think no matter what you say, how are you understanding it otherwise? I think no matter what, I think you have to figure out how the Amen comes in. I just want to finish, and then if you have extra time, to make sure we get the second Mahalachim. So again, so the first understanding of Tzfila / Gula Ruchta is based on Takanas Chacham. What's the other Mahalach in the Rishonim? Exactly. Is that literally, Tzfila Richta, Gula Richta, is that this is literally an extension of the themes of Geula and of Tzfila. So according to Second Mahalak, which works out very well, this is getting back to Friday's point, it works out very well with the Lashon of Tzfila / Gula Richta, because it's not a Hefzik, because it's just an extension of the Gula. It's not a Hefzik, it's an extension of the Tzfila. Again, it doesn't work as well with what Lashon of the Gemara? Kim the Kavu Rabbanan. So according to this second Mahalak, which we'll see in a moment, Kim the Kavu Rabbanan is not a Siba like it was within the first approach. Within Tosfos, the Siba for the lack of Hefzik, it came from the Chachamim. According to the second Mahalach, it's not a Siba, but rather it's a Simon. Meaning the fact that they were metaking it, it's getting back to where people were saying before, right? They were only be metaking it if it was an extension of the themes. So according to the second Mahalach, the Koveya is really Geula Richta / Tefila Richta, that this insertion is just an extension of the Geula / Tefila, and therefore there's no problem because you are placing Geula next to Tefila. It's just an extension of each. And according to this, the Lashon of given to Kavu Rabbanan, that's a simen, that the only reason why they were metaking it, the fact that they were metaking it, must be because there's some thematic connection. Otherwise, they wouldn't be metaking it. So it's not that, oh, because it came from the Chachamim, that's the reason why there's no Hefzik. The reason why there's no Hefzik is because it's an extension of the themes of Gula and Tefillah. According to this, came to Kavu Rabbanan, it's more of a simen, right? The only reason why they're metaking it is, you know, that's a simen that it is an extension. Oh. So let's see, you know, we'll continue this tomorrow. But what is the one reason we saw today, at least, that consistently understands that the Yisod of Tzvila / Gula Richta is based on a thematic connection? Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah and the other Rishonim who also say this. We'll get to this tomorrow as we conclude this topic. Rabbeinu Yonah starting on Beis and Beis, going to Gimel Amud Aleph, Ol B'Dapei Rif. Again, Lishitaso, again, carries this theme that whenever you're trying to explain a Gula / Tefila Richta, there has to be a thematic connection based on this Yusuf. So the first one is Dira Maslava Afogab. Anybody may have it? You got Gabriel?
Afogab Sarah Loma,
right off the bat, he says. The reason why it's not Afsaka is not because, like Tosar, because it's a Takana. No, it's because it's Me'in Geula. It's an extension of the Geula theme. Why is it an extension? Right, this original comes from during Makos Bechoros, and they were scared of some collateral damage, of the Mashchis also affecting them. Right, so again, Rabbi Yonah is saying, because number one, this tefillah comes from Shas Geula, and you can add, the theme itself is a form of Geula. You're asking for protection. Protection is a form of Geula. So not only does it come from a time of Geula, the theme itself is about asking Hashem for protection. If you look at the Nusach of Hashkivenu, it's all about, right, Behoshienu, Laman Shemecha, Behagen, Behadenu, Behaser Me'alenu, Oyev, Dev, V'cherev, Rav, Yogan. It's all about protecting us from various things. That's all forms of Geula. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, in stark contrast to Tosos, is focusing very much on the theme. The reason why Hashkivenu is Geula Richta is because the theme of Geula carries through to Hashkivenu. And now, we'll come back to the middle paragraph in a moment. Similarly, when it comes to Dira Maslach, came to the Takinu Rabbanan, when he's explaining Tzfilo Richta by Hashem Sfasai Siftach. We might be short on time. Gabriel, you see like the last three lines of Achshav Gamkein? Right, so how does he justify Hashem Sfasai Siftach? He says it's because it's a Hakdama to Tzfilo. You're asking for the tefillah that you're about to recite for that to be mekubelas. So he says, just like the Rabbeinu Yonah justifies Geula Richta Hashkivenu by saying Hashkivenu is a theme of Geula, he similarly, L'shitaso, justifies Hashem Sfasai Siftach being a tefillah Richta, because it's not a random thing that was said before. It's about, you're asking Hashem to accept your tefillah. So it's very much connected to the tefillah itself. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, L'shitaso, in the middle paragraph, right, when he's asking, at least in the question stage in the first day up, right, asks, so then why, you go back to your mind, Gabriel, to V'yesh Lishol, about Yireinenu. Oh, just, right, anyone have it right on the spot? You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Very important, right, L'shitaso. Once I, Rabbeinu Yonah, just justified Hashkivenu by saying there's a thematic connection, so now the question is, what are you going to say about Baruch Hashem Lo'olam? Tosas L'shitaso doesn't have this question because it's all about Takana Rabbana. But Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitaso, that it's all about the thematic connection about being Ke'en Geula, he says, you can't say that. Lo Amru Ke'Geula Rechta, you can't apply that to this paragraph. And then for the first day, it says, Enachanami. people took it out because of that. Then he goes on to quote Rabbeinu Yonah, which seems to who seems to really argue and adopt the more Tosfos version that the Koveya is Takanas Chachamim. But again, Rabbeinu Yonah, tell me there, Rabbeinu Yonah, I should say in this context, right? In the paragraph of Avogav, when it comes to Hashkivinu, when it comes to Hashem Sifasai, and the first day of, when it comes to Baruch Hashem Olam, clearly adopts the second Mahalach, that it's all about the thematic connection. We'll finish up the Sugya tomorrow.